Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, the Shiur and Perek Chelek, a sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Arim Yaakov Shalom, and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuv Dalet. The Gemara on the end of Amud Bey says, Dorshe Rishumus Ayu Oimrim, Kulam Boim Loilom Abo. The ones who are Shonim, that they Dorish to Psukim, they said the Kulam Boim Loilom Abo. So we'll go back to speak about an Indian that we discussed in the beginning of the Perek, and hear from the angle of Rav Tzadik HaKohen. Rav Tzadik writes in his Sfarim in a few places, ones that I'm bringing in the source sheet, is in the Machshavas Choritz Oysud Aleph and Tekaros HaShavi Simen Tezvov, that he says, it's not a machloikis over here. Torishu Yishumu is not arguing in the Mishnah that says that there's some people that are not coming L'Olam Habo. The Torishu Yishumu is just giving us the Oymek HaDvarim. Explains Rav Tzadik HaKohen, even the biggest Rasha in Am Yisrael has what we call a Pinta Leyid, a Gedusha within. A Gedusha, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you cannot take away from him. That's the idea that Yisrael Api Shechata Yisraelu. Even though Yisrael does a chet, he still has the shame Yisrael, a connection to Hashem. But this Nekudo of Klal Yisrael, this Oymek of Klal Yisrael, it's something that you don't see on the surface in this world. In Tekaros HaShavim, he goes on to explain that that's part of what Moshe Rabbeinu says. He wanted to see. He wanted to see the Ponim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ra'isa Sachoyrai V'ponai Lo Yirou. So Chazal say that here, Aloi Keshesh HaTfilin, says it's like, what is Keshesh HaTfilin? Is the Iskashus, the connection that Am Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even the ones which are very far away, they're Me'achoyra, they're in the back, they are also connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Zokab Tzadik, this Milo, this place, this connection, is Dova, which is Nistamoid, is very, very hidden. You don't see it clearly in the world. That's a Panay Lo Yiro. You don't see it on the surface in this world. It's something which is Shayach to the Ma'amaki Alev of Am Yisrael that comes to get to the high Shmei Shemaim above, something which is we beyond the way things appear in this world. So you may as well look up something, that's the Pshat. Al Panov, when we speak about this on the surface, there's people that ain't lemechelik l'olam habo. But Dorshe Rishumois, what is Dorshe Rishumois? They're darshan. They're going to the depth of Sukkim. They're going underneath the surface. And they're mighty. They're finding that shaykhis that Am Yisrael has beneath the surface, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is Mizgale, the Kulam Boin L'Olam Habo. They call Yisrael, the Shemchelik L'Olam Habo. He brings that the Shayush Yisrael never goes away, and that's why even a mumar that we hold, that maybe he loses Shem Yisrael, if he does Kiddushin, we choishish to his Kiddushin. Api Halacha. Every Yid doesn't lose the Shem Yehudi. Why? Because in Ma'amake Alev, there's always that connection. Ma'amake Alev, he brings the example of the Rambam, that someone that doesn't want to give a get, you hit him, is considered to be the Yumegale, his real Ratzon, the Ratzon which is hidden. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has that place. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has these kashrus, and therefore, Kulam Boy L'Olam Haba, it's not a Machloikis, it's Dorsh Rishumis, it's what underneath the surface we don't see here clearly. And this is the Leshem that we brought in the beginning of the Perek, Leshem in the Sefer, HaKdomos HaShaharim, that goes on to say, the Kulam Boyin L'Olam Habo doesn't work Alpi Mishpatei HaTorah. This world works Alpi Torah. Torah is, you do good, you get rewarded. You do bad, you get punished. Alpi Mishpatei HaTorah, why should one who did punishment, who did something wrong, will go to L'Olam Habo? But there's Cheshbon Shamayim, how every Yid will finally get there. As mentioned in the previous Shurim, the Leshem explains that every Yid gets L'Olam Habo. Sometimes it needs to go through different stages and processes of Gehenoim, Kever, Gilgulim, different Cheshboinis, how he gets there. So even though he did not earn it, he didn't do the Torah Mitzvahs, he was the one who did something which was wrong, he still gets there. So that doesn't work with Mishpatei HaTorah. Mishpatei HaTorah, you have to do the right thing in order to get L'Olam Habo. It's something which is beyond the world. That's a Dorshe Rishumis. You have to darshan things which are not based on the Pashup Shah and the Psukim, Pashup Shah of the Torah, in order to understand that every Yid gets to L'Olam Habo. And according to this, you can understand a little bit more the discussion of the Gemara, a few lines above this, if Shleim HaMelech gets L'Olam Habo or not. Everybody agrees, according to this, that Shleim HaMelech will reach L'Olam Habo, like every other Yid is getting to L'Olam Habo. But the Shaila is he officially coming to L'Olam Habo Alpi Mishpatei HaTorah, meaning in the first stage? Do we say that based on the what appears in this world, Shleim HaMelech can be Zoyche to L'Olam Habo? Or no, it's going to go with the Cheshbonis, which is underneath the undercover, that all Yisrael, Dorshe Rishumos, will tell you get to L'Olam Habo. And the Gemara there ends and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, Achi Kenes HaGdoilo, L'Olam Habo is my territory. And I'm telling you that Shlomo HaMelech deserves to get to the Rambo, not only based on Dorsha Shumois, but even based on the Parshat Mahalach of Olam Hazeh. That's where he belongs, Al Pi Mishpatei HaTorah, based on the Re'iyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'advarim nifloim ad lemeoid lamizboinin. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.